Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 22nd, 2019. Today is Friday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." I've picked this verse as representative of the larger passage that the daily office gives us for today, because it's a continuation of Jesus' dispute with the religious leadership who are questioning his authority for healing the man who had been paralyzed for 38 years on the Sabbath day. And Jesus is continuing a discourse where he is claiming his authority, he is claiming his identity as the one sent from God, whom he constantly refers to as the Father. He is embracing, it seems, tacitly or specifically, the titles Son of God and Son of Man. This not only might have been it was practically blasphemous for the religious leadership to hear anyone so closely identify themselves with God Almighty. It could have seemed certainly as heretical and very much contrary to the sort of understanding of God at that time, particularly for people who were of a particular devotional slant where you didn't even utter the name of God with your voice. In fact, so much pain had been taken to avoid desecrating the holy name of God until even in Hebrew scripture, the name for God is mostly rendered in a form that is unpronounceable, and another slightly less holy euphemism is attached. Anyway, Jesus is really pushing the boundaries here. And I think it's important for us to remember the distinctive voice of the Gospel of John. If we're not careful, we can create what I would call a composite Jesus, where we have picked and chosen various pieces of various Gospels that most closely resonate with our preconceived notion of who Jesus is. And so, if we're not careful, we sort of strip away the unique voice that each gospel has, and the message that each gospel intends to proclaim by its particular depiction of Jesus. Most scholars believe that John's gospel is the latest of the gospels. Most people think or place the date of the Gospel of John somewhere between 85 and 100 in the Common Era, which would put it anywhere between 50 and 65 years after Jesus' life and ministry, death and resurrection. And so in John's gospel, the Jesus that we have depicted is very much definitive, confident of his role, and sometimes combative with the religious leadership in a different way than you might see in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Anyway, I just think it's important for us to keep this very different picture of Jesus that John's gospel gives us and keep it in mind as we move through the gospel during this Lent. But as I was thinking about the verse that I read, "The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me," I wasn't so much thinking about the works Jesus was doing, which is healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, unstopping deaf ears, making the lame to walk, raising the dead even. Jesus had that moment in the temple in John's gospel where he cleanses it, where he drives out those powers that had made the house of worship into a house of commerce, the turning of the water into wine, and later the feeding of the 5,000. These works all symbolize Jesus' ministry of abundance. His exorcisms will symbolize and depict his power and authority over the demonic. All of these works that Jesus is doing, he is constantly talking about in the Gospel of John, that these works do not give him glory, but they reflect the glory of the one who sent him. And what I've been thinking about today is, how do we, as the body of Christ, the church, how do we reflect the work that God gave Jesus, and through the waters of baptism, give us as Jesus' body and blood here in this time and place? How do our works as individual followers of Jesus and as constitutive parts of various churches, how do our works testify, give witness to the power of God who has sent us? We Episcopalians pray a prayer at the end of every Eucharist where we ask God to send us into the world with strength and courage to do the work that God has given us to do with gladness and singleness of heart. And what is that work? That work is to testify to the good news of the God who raises the dead, the good news of the God who speaks peace and love and unity into a world that often looks exactly the opposite. We are the ones who are the testifiers. We give witness to the ministry of Jesus, and as Jesus' body and blood in this time and place, we are called to embody the ministry of Jesus. Well, that's a tall bill. I'm not sure that any of us are necessarily ready to go out and raise the dead, but I do believe that we are called to give witness to the new life that is possible in Jesus. And we do that not by our words only, but by our deeds as well. As we continue to think about how we are serving Jesus, how we are following him in these early days of Lent, I think it's worthwhile to reflect upon the question, how is my life a testimony to the work of God within me and to the work of God in the world? Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.